Parshas Matos, it says that Moshe told the nation, "Hecholzu miyitchem anoshim latzava v'yu al midyon loses nikmas Hashem ba midyon." Hashem told Moshe told the Bnei Yisrael to go against Midyan and to be noikim against Midyan. And Rashi brings the Sifri that brings down that even though Moshe Rabbeinu heard that he would die after this Milchama, after this battle, he would be nifter. Nevertheless, he acted with simcha and did not procrastinate. You see from here, there are two important midos in doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we might find it difficult. One midah is simcha, and the other midah is zerizus. The more difficult you do to do something, the greater the reward, the from Tzara Agra. The biggest precious thing in life is life itself, right? And knowing that by fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will cost your life. That's what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew that after doing this milchama, it will cost Moshe his life. And exactly because of this, Moshe did it with simcha. And he did it quickly. You would think, apiteva, let me delay it a little bit. But he didn't do that. The more difficult it is, he did it with more simcha, with more joy. And it shows the Mesiras Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we all have it in small levels within ourselves. We have a spark of Moshe within us to be able to do that, to be Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, despite difficulties, and to do it with Simcha, and to do it with Zerizus. And the Chavetz Chaim, it's brought down the Michtavei Chavetz Chaim, Sichas Chavetz Chaim, that there are people who complain that these days it's hard to keep the Torah, and they need to learn from workers who are ambitious. They look for difficult work in order to earn more money. And we need to learn that way as well to keep on doing your best to be Maisif and Heilich and Avaydis Hashem. It also says that they rested by Pi Hachirais. And this is in Parshas Masay. And according to the Sefer Galilei Zav, this was a form of Avaydis Zara that basically was the Avodah Zarah of total freedom of the mouth. Pi Hachirais. It was the mouth of freedom, meaning you could say whatever you want and you could slander anybody, you could insult anybody, you could do whatever you want. That was the Avodah Zarah of Pi Hachirais. And Rozel Pliskin in Growth Through Torah talks about this and he explains there are people that feel that in order to be true to themselves, to be authentic, they could say anything that comes to their mind. And that causes them to be very blunt, very tactless when speaking to others, thinking just of themselves and what they want, and being oblivious to the pain and suffering they cause others by their verbal abuse. Pi Hachirais is basically say whatever you want, which is very often in the form of verbal abuse. And it's the opposite of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. It's the opposite of Kavod Abrius. It's the opposite of what the world was meant to be. That's why it was an Avodah Zarah. It's a fascinating insight here, because usually you think along the lines that it's just a bad midah, which of course it is, but Avodah Zarah, but it was an Avodah Zarah. Pi Hachirais, this hashkafa of doing whatever I want, saying whatever I want, is the hepech, the opposite of the yisaid of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha, which is who Klal Gadol B'Torah. We should feel hana, special hana, in watching our tongue, in being careful not to hurt anybody with our words. And of course, if you cause hurt with words, try to be mesaken that. Besides asking mechila, to go out of your way, mikanalaba, going forward, to give people strength, to give people encouragement from now on, and to be mala yukayach adibar, doing the opposite of what it says, pi achirais, which was an avodah zarah. And then it says that they v'yisu mekivras hataiva, they removed themselves from the place kivras hataiva, and kivrais means to bury, taiva means desires. So Yitzchak Vavarki's Vart, that a person needs to learn how to bury their taivas, the unhealthy taivas. A person needs to guard himself very carefully, that his human natural desires should not cause him to get an early burial. And what's the Eitza to have a Kivras HaTaiva, to bury your unhealthy desires? Vayiso, when you travel. Travel meaning to recognize and realize that this world is only temporary. That we are here not to stay forever, and we should not allow our temporary desires to destroy our lives. Taiva is one of those three things that a Moitzian Esa Oda Mina Oilam actually uproots a person from life. And therefore, the Torah, which is Tairas Chaim, gives us Haira, direction, and how to avoid these things that could cause us to get removed from life. Torah tells us to Shmartem Lo'id Menafshe Seichem, not to overeat, not to eat unhealthy foods, and so on and so forth. Don't do anything that could cause your early death. Everything's Min HaShemayim, but Af HaPikein, the Eibusha puts the Achrayas on us to watch our health. And one of those aspects of watching that health is to make sure to control your desires. And the unhealthy desires, Taka Kivrais, you have to bury it. And then the healthy ones to channel in a healthy way. Another thing to be ma'ir around this Tkufa of Matis Masei, which falls out usually in the Bein HaMetzarim, usually near Chodesh Av. And we need to remember, because it talks in Parshas Masei about the Petira of Aharon HaKohen, mentioning the actual date of the Petira of Aharon HaKohen, which is quite unusual, which is B'Chodesh HaChamishi B'Echad HaChodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh Av. There's no such thing as Mikra, there's no such thing as coincidence. It is Hashkocha Pratis that Aharon HaKohen was Nifter on Chodesh Av, on Rosh Chodesh Av. And part of it, of course, is the fact that both Batei Mikdashos were destroyed, and the second one in particular, which the effect of it is here, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, that's the one that was destroyed that we have not yet recovered from, and that was precipitated by Chinas Chinam. And we do not find anyone else in the Torah that it's emphasized more, the concept of Ahavas Chinam, or in through Chazal, of Ahavas Chinam, as Aharon HaKohen, and that's why he was Nifter in Rosh Chodesh Av. It is a tikkun. And we paskin in Erech Chaim, normally Rosh Chodesh you cannot fast. On Rosh Chodesh Av, the Torah Erech Chaim says that you could fast. It's a tainus l'tzadikim. So it has a great significance this day. It teaches us this day, Rosh Chodesh Av, to commit ourselves to become one of the Talmidim of Aharon. Oyev Shalim, V'roidev Shalim. We need to find Rabbeim, teachers, to teach us to be Oyev Shalim. Most people, or many people, like disputes, like controversy. It puts a fire in people, it gives a certain zest, for some people, geschmack. They don't like when it's too quiet. Everyone's peaceful, everyone's getting along. It's quiet, it's calm. Some people need excitement. It's very important to use that mid of excitement for positive things and not for machlekes chalila, not for controversy. And you'll learn that from Aharon HaKohen, who lived peacefully and taught people that it's better to live calmly without machlekes, to be roidev shalim, and to always search for peace. And that is the midah that many G'dayi Yisrael have exemplified, the midah of Oyhev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. You have, it's not a coincidence, the Baba V'Rebbe, Rav Shloima, Zechus HaYogan Aleinu, was also Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av. It was well known that he had many, many of those midahs that promoted Shalom and Ahava and Ahava and Shalom and Reyus. And it's something that is important to internalize, something important to recognize, that is the avodah of this time, of these parshas, of this tkufa of Bein HaMetzarim, to become and to commit ourselves to become the Talmud of Aharon HaKohen for all year round. And with this, we'll be zeicha be'ezras Hashem to bring back to be mesaken the sinus chinam through Ahavas chinam that will ultimately give us the Beis HaMikdash back, and the Geula will come again. Like the Pesicha in the beginning of the Chafetz Chaim says, if that's the cause of the Chorban Sinas Chinam, it cannot be The gula cannot come unless we actually are misaken it and bring ahavas chinam to all. And that is a lesson of the tzaddik Aharon HaKoyen, who is nifter, Rosh Chodesh Av, have a tamideh shel Aharon HaKoyen. We should all be zeicha to that. Have a wonderful Shabbos.